el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, my fellow students. Here we are with another of your favorite English programs. This program corresponds to Week 8, Terrawa Book, pages 121 through 134. Today, we will be learning about how to operate and give instructions, to use appliances and gadgets, and we will be practicing giving correct instructions.
Mark, what appliances and gadgets do you have at home?
Appliances? Gadgets? What are those? Never heard the words before.
Really? Well, an appliance is a machine that is powered by electricity. It is used in houses to complete particular jobs. Like a blender, a microwave, or a washing machine.
Oh, I see. A stove, a fridge, and an oven are appliances. And gadgets? What are those?
Gadgets are small mechanical or electronic devices with a practical use that are considered novelty. The cell phone, MP3, and pagers are gadgets.
Oh, I got it. What appliances do you have at home, Betty? I have a gas stove, a blender, and a microwave. Oh, and a food processor, too.
In my house, there are many. For example, we have a dishwasher, an iron, an electric knife, and a juice extractor.
Good. Now that you understand the words appliances and gadgets, let's continue with the rest of the program.
Now pay attention to the following conversation. Listen how people give and receive instructions. We are at Alajuela Bus Stop, downtown San Jose.
Excuse me, how can I get to Popular Bank?
That's easy, Mom. Cross the 2nd Avenue and you'll see the Merced Park. Turn left and walk 2 blocks east.
Will I be at the bank then, or do I need to walk more?
No, you're just on the corner of Condominio Las Americas. Walk straight on 1 block. Then turn right, cross the street, turn left again, and you'll see the bank. It is behind the cathedral.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
To give directions, we use imperative sentences, like the ones in the previous conversation. Cross 2nd Avenue Street. Turn left. Walk 2 blocks east. Walk straight on. Turn right. Cross the street. Turn left.
Now, we're going to review some instructions. When we buy an appliance or a gadget, it is important to read and follow instructions clearly. If not, the item will not function correctly or may be destroyed.
The daughter just gave her mom a cell phone as a birthday present. Listen to the conversation. Mariel, Mariel, the phone is ringing and I cannot answer. Why not, Mom? What's wrong? I simply don't know how it works. But didn't you read the instructions? No. You know I can't read without glasses and I can't find them. Okay, Mom. I'm going to read the instructions. You follow them and learn how to operate your phone. But say them slowly. I sure will. Type each digit of the number you're trying to call on the keypad of your phone. 22763145. Okay, done. Check the screen to ensure you're typing the right buttons. Looking at the screen and repeating the numbers. 22763145. Are you done dialing? Yes, I am. Push the call button. Tap the end call button. Typically, a red button located on the left side of your cell phone, or close your cell phone. Oh, that was easy. I can call anyone now. Thanks for the help, Mariel. I'm going to my room. My pleasure, Mom. Hello, who's this? Hi, sweetie. It's me. Just making sure I follow instructions correctly. Ah, I see you did. Good night, Mom. Good night.
Remember the instructions to operate the cell? 1. Type the number. 2. Check the screen to see that you are typing the right numbers. 3. As you finish dialing, push the call button. 4. Tap the end call button or close the phone to end the call. If instructions are not given or received correctly, the appliance or gadget will not function properly or may be destroyed.
Look at the pictures on page 126. Listen and follow the instructions to make a book cover.
Fold the paper in 2 halves. Cut papers of different colors with the scissors. Paste the pieces of paper to decorate. Cover the book.
Did you complete the task? If not, don't worry. Complete page 127 and ask your tutor to check it for you the next time you meet with him.
Okay, students, we have covered the lesson. Go home and do the exercises. Have a nice day. I hope to have you in the next program. You have done very good so far. Don't forget to review the rest of week 8, Mother. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.